This is Vatican Radio. The President of the European Parliament, Martin Schulz, said Pope Francis is a worthy recipient of this year's International Charlemagne Prize for helping to remind us of the traditional European values of solidarity. The Pope was to be formally presented with the prize on Saturday in the Vatican by a high-profile delegation made up of the German Chancellor Angela Merkel, the President of the European Council Donald Tusk, Martin Schulz himself, and the President of the European Commission, Jean-Claude Juncker. Martin Schulz was interviewed by Vatican Radio's Gudrun Seiler about this award to the Pope.
I think the Pope reminds us with all his messages that we as Europeans more care about the privileged life we enjoy every day in Europe. The son of Italian immigrants to Argentina and the long-serving Archbishop of Buenos Aires knows very well that the differences between our privileged European life in democracy, social coherence and stability is in relation to other parts of the world. And therefore, the appeal of the Pope to stick more to our values and to take it more serious what we are enjoying and to base our practical daily solidarity on that responsibility we have because of our privileged situation. That makes the Pope a very decent candidate for the Karls Prize.
2016 will be a most important year for Europe. What do you think at the end of 2016 where will be when it comes to Brexit, for instance?
I hope that we can avoid a Brexit because the European Union with the United Kingdom is stronger and the United Kingdom is stronger with the European Union. Therefore, it is not rational what happens actually in the debates on the British Islands. Therefore, I hope that it is avoidable. If it is unavoidable, if British voters will vote for a leave, I don't want to speculate today about that. That is for sure a challenge for all of us. And therefore, I ask you for your understanding that I'm fighting for get a majority that the Brits stay in.
That was the President of the European Parliament, Martin Schulz.